went 11 years, didn't go to kindergarten. Well, I did go to kindergarten, go to live in the city when I started. That's why I went to college when I was 17. Had just barely been 17.
What kind of fence is usually found around a playground?
Well, I call it a cyclone or a hurricane fence because it's more substantial.
What would you call a place where there are a lot of activities that are where you might play basketball or
playground?
Okay, and then the structure, if you were to play it inside, what?
Gymnasium.
Are there any other familiar?
Gym.
Where are the commodes and the toilets in schools? What would that be called if you had to excuse yourself? Where might you say you were going?
Well, I guess I'd say I was going to the lavatory.
Do you still use that term?
Not really, because I have come to find out that I think the correct term is that a lavatory is what you wash your hands in.
The actual sink is the lavatory?
Yeah. And the other thing is called a water closet. And the terminology for the room in which they're both contained is the restroom.
What types of kids went to school with you? The different racial?
Well, I take that back. There's a water closet and a commode. It takes a water closet to make a commode work.
That's the part behind it?
Yeah. The water closet was hold the water up on top.
Did you ever use the term water closet?
No, I never knew that's what it was.
When did you?
I always said lavatory. And lavatory really means sink, basin. Lavatory is the basin in a bathroom, and sink is the basin in a kitchen.
Do you use the word lavatory?
No, I just say restroom.
Okay.
So
or
anyway,
do you use it to refer to the sink in a restroom?
What?
Lavatory. Is that part of your vocabulary?
No, I just call it sink.
What kinds of kids went to school with you, different racial or religious or nationality groups?
Just Jews.
Okay. What are some other types of social or groups in this area, racial groups, religious groups?
That's all.
Other ones?
Jews and Christians.
Okay.
There are some South American Jews that live here, but they're, just generally Jews and Christians.
Have you ever heard any other types of names for an American Indian?
No.
What about for Orientals?
Other types
of
what?
Would you distinguish, if you saw someone, would you say, oh, well, he's just an Oriental, or would you make a distinction according to where?
Oh, well, I think generally you're probably more apt to call all of them Chinese. But now, since we've had all these Asian wars, a lot of people call them Koreans or by the countries they're from.
Mm-hmm. Then Roman Catholics, did you ever refer to the Catholics by any different name and say, oh, well, she's a Catholic? Or,
no.
Okay, and then would you distinguish with the Jews according to if they're Orthodox or Reformed?
No, there's really no way of knowing what they are. Unless you know them personally, you can't just look at them on the street and